And we are on the record for after talk.
Are we still rolling?
It is still recording.
So yeah, it's not actually rolling because it's probably a solid state drive.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the good times are rolling.
Fitting.
It might be caching and spinning.
So living with a COVID positive person right now, Brian.
Oh.
Eileen went and was a responsible person.
Mm-hmm.
Got a PCR test before jury duty. And it was unexpectedly positive.
Man, that's almost exactly what I'd do, except for 48 hours before my test, I would walk up and down the street with the one kitchen pass I'll ever get from my wife and be like, I'm just going to make out with whoever wants to. I'm gonna catch me some of the COVID.
Good news is pretty much entirely asymptomatic. If she has any symptoms, they are indistinguishable from the normal seasonal allergies she has at this time of year. I tested negative. So
are you guys like staying apart from each other, or are you just like, whatever happens?
No. I decided to just isolate with her and stay away from restaurants and stuff.
Just assume you're gonna get it.
Yeah, but I tested negative. I waited a few days. She tested on Thursday, and I tested yesterday just to see, and I was negative. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. But Here's the fun part. I got a pop-up on my phone Friday night saying, you have been near someone who has COVID.
We're not going to say who, but
and I'm like, well,
we're
I
pretty sure she works for Rotten Tomatoes.
You're around her quite a bit as far as what we
I've seen that notice too. My girlfriend got COVID, and I have since tested negative a few times. And like last week, I had a sore throat and I took a test negative. And it's the scariest thing I've experienced in years, which is I got a sore throat and then it went away. Mm. And I've never had that happen in my life.
Like vaccine's that, working, I guess.
It's like messing with my head.
Take it from me, somebody who shouts a lot. It's not that weird.
Yeah.
Fair. But
I thought about the notification was cool was like, I forgot it was on. I was like, it probably doesn't even work, but it worked.
Yeah. Weird.
Same thing happened when I went to a family reunion in Reno, because I guess that's a statewide mandated emergency alert thing. Cause I only saw it when I was in Reno. So it'd be a California thing, not Reno, Tahoe. But in Texas, I've never seen the alert.
Yeah. Well, I had never seen the alert until now. This must be the only time my phone detected me near someone else who reported testing positive. Also, Eileen got it on her work phone. The work phone said, you've been near someone who had COVID. I'm like, yes, strange, very close, very near.
Strange question for you guys. And tell me if this is over the line for even for after talk. But are you guys fans of THC?
The hipster committee.
Personally, I'm familiar
with it.
Doesn't mesh well with my neurochemistry.
Ah.
But not opposed on moral grounds or principled grounds. In fact, the wife has ordered something called daddy grass.
Sexy.
Yeah. Is recommended by a coworker.
Well,
so.
For the record, I totally anecdotal causation correlation. I never did THC in my life until the pandemic happened. And I've kind of just been periodically doing it because I always hated the sensation of being stoned or high or whatever it's called. But then, you know, COVID happened. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay if my thoughts are behind my own head. That won't bother me right now. And then it comes out recently that it's kind of a boon. There's a huge correlation between people who, you know, do THC and people who don't get COVID.
Wow.
You haven't heard this?
Is that because they're talking all the time and not listening?
I don't know, but
they're telling you they're spending all their breath
is
going
that because
outward,
they forget
man?
To leave their house and be around contagious people.
But it is, there's a strong striking correlation between those who do edibles and those who have not caught COVID. So
wild.
Yeah.
Correlation, not causation, you know, as always, but yeah, that's interesting.
How bonkers would 1.5 years ago, Tom, find it that today, Tom would just be all like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll catch the COVID.
Whoa. Yeah. Right. I mean, she was freaked out when she got the thing on her phone and she's like, oh, I got the CMS thing. Like I could tell she's just like, oh, and then she just was like, you know, shows me the phone. And I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, I was like, I had to keep reminding myself what the right things to do were, because it's like, yeah, but we're all vaccinated and it's Omicron. It's real mild and she doesn't even have symptoms. It's like, yeah, but you still should. These are the things you're supposed to do. Like, don't go to the grocery store now until you're tested and you're sure and all that. What the other thing that was great is LA County called her. The LA County Health Department called her to check in and be like, nice. You know, are you symptomatic? Do you have a home? Do you need hospitalization? And then gave her some advice of like, you know, what you should probably do is wait the 5 days. That's the CDC recommendation now. And it's 5 days from your test date, not 5 days from when you get the result. So then they're like, just take a rapid antigen test. And if that comes back negative, you're clear and you're good. Because Eileen was like, shouldn't I go take another PCR? And they're like, you know, it's the PCR are almost too sensitive in your case. If you're asymptomatic, it could come back positive just from a tiny bit that's not even infectious. So the rapid antigen is recommended in your case. She's like, oh, okay, good. Good to know.
That's, you know, it's weird. I'm still hyper kind of paranoid and cautious about COVID. But when we got the boil water notice, I'm like, ugh. Whatever.
Right, which is probably at this point for you probably as a vaccinated individual more dangerous.
Yeah, way more dangerous.
Right? Yeah.
Well, and the boil water notice happened just after the freeze, and so everybody was like, "Oh, it must be a frozen pipes thing."
Yeah.
News today is nope. Somebody whoopsie doodle forgot to flip a switch.
What switch? What went in that wasn't supposed to go in?
My guess is that there is some kind of procedure or protocol and somebody skipped a step and they're like, you know what we have to do now? Fluoride. And he's like, ah, dang it.
Yeah. Fluoride.
Forgot to flush.
Forgot to put the mind control serum in the water to get all the sheeple in line.
But to go back to what you were saying, Brian, like when you got COVID, I was worried. I was like, oh crap. That's no joke. You know, and I was worried about your kids and everything. My wife tests positive. I'm like, it's probably gonna be fine.
Well, and I mean, look, it's not,
and not it's, because of, it's not because a, of when it happened, not because of who it is.
It's not a contest of misery, but like even I have a hard time remembering what it was like in a pre-vaccine era when the data wasn't in, and the best Google could say is, oh, you're in your 40s, 10 to 15% chance you're dead. Anyway. Yeah. Get lots of rest, you know.
Those
like
are good odds, though. Get some rest. Yeah.
like it was the I've shared this before. Forgive me for repeating, but you know, it was a prolonged, all night long panic attack. It was the longest I had ever gone in my entire life without even a wink of sleep. You know, like 32, 33 hours or whatever into the following day. Terrified beyond words. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, and that's the interesting thing is both of us felt tired on Saturday, and we're like, probably because we're worried about this test result versus anything else, right? So imagine having the disease symptomatically like you did. That's just going to make it worse because you're not just worried about it. You're worried about how you're feeling about it on top of it. Miserable, man.
Well, and to add another layer to the panic attack, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm isolating from the rest of my family, so I can't, you know, Bonnie's asleep. It's like, I'm not going to gain anything by calling her in the middle of the night. I can't call anyone. Nobody has any answers. Google just tells me, you know, good chance you're going to die. And it's like the most courteous thing I could do is just sit all night long and begin to hallucinate as the hours of wakefulness go on and on and on.
Well, the good news is it doesn't feel like that here, at least for us. So that's good. It'll be tomorrow will be the fifth day. So she'll take the antigen test. The good news is, I guess if she gets called in for jury duty, she's going to have to tell them she got this test. So, and the jury duty site says 10 days. even though the CDC and the LA County Health Department are saying 5. So
have you served on a jury before?
I have. Yeah. And so has she, years ago, both of us, but yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those, this probably isn't fair or right at all, but it's like, you know, I only spent 2 years in the real workforce before I quit and became self-employed, and spending that much time as a self-employed person, it's like the moment I got my jury summons, my friend CJ said, yeah, dude, they called me and I've already decided if I go in, he's guilty. Mm. Guilty of what? Spending my money. That's what he's guilty of. Guilty. And it's like, I mean, it's like, what's funny is like, it's a joke, but I'll also, I don't know that I could possibly sit there, like break all of these contracts, you know, when I was touring on the road, I have to break all of these contracts, not show up and sit in a jury and pretend for 1 second that I'm going to give whoever this is a fair shake. It's like, I almost like legitimately think I'm doing everyone a favor by recusing myself.
Well, the judge I remember from jury selection was very hard to fool. You couldn't just tell him, you know, like, I think everybody's guilty. I'm for the death penalty for everything. Cause he was like, yeah, I've heard it all before.
Right.
But was very sympathetic. Like, oh, you're an independent contractor. What do? Are you going to be adversely financially impacted by this? And I gave a few excuses to people from the bench, which he didn't give a lot, but he definitely gave a few to people who are like, oh, you're a caregiver for your, you know, elderly parent, you know, not a problem. We'll let you go. But more often than not, people got excused for reasons unknown. Nobody got excused because they said something crazy. They got excused because one side wanted more women on the jury. And so they were angling to try to like, get the numbers right or whatever.
Yeah, I've never been called for jury duty and I don't think I would mind, but I think I would get sent home because I don't think I fit a lot of, you know, categories. You know, I'm like ethnically ambiguous.
Kind of luck of the draw. You just never know, right?
And I'm angry, but I'm woke. Like
it depends on who else is in the selection too. Like,
yeah,
you may be the You may not be a great option, but you might be better than the other person. It all depends.
I mean, like, I don't know if you know this about me, Brian, but I did my first BA in philosophy, and I did think about law school.
I am not surprised to find this out.
So I've always been fascinated.
I remember being asked, do you have any family in legal profession? And I said, yes. And the judge stepped in and was like, who? Mm. Right? Because he's like, I know everybody who's in the legal profession around here. And I was like, my brother-in-law, he's in Illinois. Oh, what kind of, is he a Cardinals fan? That was an official judge from the bench question.
Have him hit me on Facebook.
And you're like, and it's a trick question. You're like, not since they moved to Arizona, Your Honor.
You meant football.
Nice try. Hmm. Yeah. Objection. You start cross-examining the judge.
But it was basically, he was like, are you trying to use this to get out? And I just answered honestly, like, this is what he is. This is who he does. Do you think that would prejudice you? And I'm like, I doubt it. You know? So, yeah.
Yeah. Man, is that all we got? I crashed my drone a lot. I did.
I saw those, not wings, propellers.
Yeah. So, the DJI FPV does a really good job of making sure that the propellers accept the bulk of the impact, which is kind of hilarious. Is that like I took off and it's just listing to one side. I'm like, why is that? And then I land it and I look and it's like it's almost like crazy Peanuts cartoon hairstyle. Like the propellers are all over the place. I was like, oh okay.
Well, you can fix that pretty easy, can't you?
Oh yeah, I've already swapped them out. I got to buy some more. Yeah, okay. But like I'm trying to go from the hand holding mode to the pretty fast mode, and turns out 60 miles an hour, lot faster than 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, I remember learning that as a high school student.
Well, I mean, you know, it ain't been proved. It's a hypothesis.
But it doesn't feel twice as fast though. It feels like
much faster.
It's not even wrong.
It feels like 30% faster, but not twice. You know, it's like whenever you see two lights and one is technically twice as bright as the other light and you can measure it, but you're like, no, that's just a little bit brighter.
Right? Yeah.
There's a science. Yeah. There's
the inverse square law.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it's how people absorb things, like, you know, are like when you grab a thing of popcorn and it's all salty and flavory, but then you have to grab like three times as much to get the same effect.
Same thing with heroin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forget, but I spent like an hour researching a title card for one of our videos to explain the concept.
That's awesome.
I think that's all I got.
Yep. That's Ditto. All I got in the tank. Good job, team.
Good job.
Thanks, everybody, for being with us.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.